7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and we have a good one for you. We are going to be giving you our top five for the... Which one do you guys want to do? Quarterback position?
Yeah, we can do quarterback. Tim already kind of ruined it with his messed up rankings. Listed like four guys who played D2 who he thinks are going to be the new Tariq Cohen of quarterback. You know, he thinks the Bears are going to draft another quarterback for some reason.
We have established this before, okay? I say enough stupid stuff without you guys putting words in my mouth. Knock it off.
So, we will be doing collegiate players, of course, going into the 2018.
We're not doing CFL?
No, not today.
Damn it!
Although, watching the CFL.
I know you do.
I do. I know. Collegiate players going into the 2018 NFL draft. And we're going to give you our consensus rankings that we have. And we, of course, all have them all across the board. So it'll be very interesting to see where we all have them.
Yep.
Start off with number five.
Number five.
Number five on the list. We have none other than Josh Allen out of Wyoming.
He's got the ideal size that a lot of teams are looking for their quarterback. He's a big kid. He plays in a pro-style offense at Wyoming. And I think he might be one of the most pro-ready quarterbacks in this draft class. It's a pretty deep draft class. I don't think it's as elite as a lot of people thought it would be coming into the season. But I like Allen. I think he's got what it takes to be a pro in the league. And I'm expecting him to be gone in the first 10 picks of the draft.
So I went through and I made a top 10 list because I'm an overachiever, as you guys know.
No, and it's because we told you to do top 10 because we knew that your list at 5 would be stupid.
Interesting theory there, Josh. But, so I went through, and my kind of criteria going in was watch at least 1 to 2 videos of each guy. Because this isn't an in-depth look, right? This is just a quick hitter. And Allen I liked a lot. My pro for him was physical athlete. I feel like that's the best way to describe him. Big guy, can take a hit. He got beat up a lot this year. But he's also very mobile. I read it. It might have been on Walter Football. And this comparison makes sense to a Ben Roethlisberger, almost. Very physical, big guy who can still move around the pocket, can get around. So I like him a lot. Josh, I know you're not nearly as high on him. You think people have been making excuses for him all year long. But I'm a big-time supporter of Allen.
Last year, at this point in time, I said Josh Allen should have came out and should have been in the draft because I think he would have been one of the top quarterbacks taken. Now, seeing him going back to school to Wyoming, seeing him lose his key weapons, yes, Hill was gone, Tanner Gentry's gone, a lot of his offensive linemen, blah, 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 excuses, excuses, excuses. You cannot make an excuse for a quarterback missing numerous throws over and over again on out routes, on deep crossing routes. You have to make those throws. I like Josh Allen, but I think he has regressed this year.
Tom can probably agree with me on this one. This is a perfect example of hipster Josh. Hipster Josh, listen, a guy last year, he's from Wyoming. Not a lot of people know about him. Oh, he's great. And now this year, everyone's talking about him. Hipster Josh, oh, no, I don't like him. He's garbage.
That is
you take away his arms, you take away his legs, two ears, and a couple of freaking whole legs. And Josh is like, no, it's on him. It's on him. Get over yourself.
That is not.
Hipster Josh.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm a little disappointed in Josh today. Tim, you see what he's wearing?
Where's
his gold chain?
Gold chain's right here.
Right, normally.
We get camera live for the first time, and you have to put a shirt on?
Gold chain's right there.
Tom underdressed for it.
Yeah.
I'm in my usual work attire, and you wore a shirt today. That's disappointing.
The other thing with Josh Allen, which really grinds my gears, is the fact that he was announced for senior night, and they celebrated him. He's a junior. It's very, very...
quite common for guys who are entering the NFL draft
I know,
to do that.
But now you know that he for sure is going to enter the NFL draft. If he comes out and says
Josh,
he's not,
Josh,
he definitely is.
Do you care? Like, why do you care? How does this affect you at all that he went out for senior night? So he brought the state of Wyoming more joy in two seasons of football than they've had since probably the 1920s.
Maybe. Moving on. Where did you guys have Josh Allen on your list?
I deleted my list, but I believe I had him at 5.
I had Josh Allen at number 4.
I had Allen at number 6 on my list. So, moving on. Our consensus ranking for number 4 overall. 1, Heisman winner, Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma.
For me, Baker Mayfield has quite a few red flags. Look, he's had that incident with the cops, a couple questionable decisions on the field, off the field. He's kind of short. He's got small hands. Tim loves quarterbacks with small hands, but his boy Jared Goff is showing that it can be done. But I like the kid. He's a pit bull out on the field. He's a true winner, and that is something that I value in quarterbacks. Last season, I told Tim that Deshaun Watson was my number one quarterback because he's a winner.
Yep.
And that's what Baker Mayfield is.
Very true. You know what they say about guys with small hands?
What?
Small gloves. Baker Mayfield is...
Terrible joke.
Oh, awful. Josh...
Yeah, knock it.
Josh loves it. Baker Mayfield, I like. Listen, you can't hate on a guy that has progressed throughout his college football career and over-excels his senior year. Listen, he should be in this spot. It talked about as a top 5 quarterback drafted. I have on here for my pro for him, his accuracy. He's been absolutely fantastic getting the ball around there. My only downfall, which is gets me a little bit concerned going into the pro game, is watching him, you notice it a lot. Even when he makes the right throw, he gets happy feet a lot. Like he gets real anxious before he's about to do what he wants to do. I don't know how that's going to translate to the pro level. He needs to learn how to calm down, relax a little bit, set his feet and throw. It hasn't been an issue in the college game, but I wonder how that translates to the NFL.
It's funny. You look at his stats, 41 passing touchdowns, only 5 interceptions on the year, over 4,300 yards passing.
Yep.
Huge numbers, maybe not facing the greatest of defenses, but still those are huge numbers, and you can't deny it. And that is why, one of the biggest reasons why, he has won the Heisman this year. Regardless of off-the-field issues, we thought maybe because of those off-the-field issues, we may see him not get the Heisman, and we are proved wrong. He ran away with it, probably one of the biggest margins that you can think of, right? So I like Baker Mayfield. I like what I see on the field. I like how he can tuck the ball and run when needed. And I think he's a very dynamic player. It will be interesting to see where he does test at the combine. That will be the interesting thing right there.
Two things I want to say before we move on. Number one, Baker Mayfield will be a top 3 quarterback if he can show he's the same guy against the tough Georgia defense that he's going to play in the first round of the college football playoff. That is Baker Mayfield's combine, senior night, everything. Everything relies on him in that game to be a top 3 quarterback. Secondly, as long as you're not within 100 feet of a children's school, I do not mind whatsoever grabbing your junk in public. I think it's fine.
I had Baker Mayfield number 3 on my list. Where'd you have Baker?
I had him at 3 as well, Josh.
4.
All right, sounds good. Moving on, we have number 3 overall in the consensus rankings. Lamar Jackson, Louisville, former Heisman.
I'll let you guys go first.
I think I'm the reason that he's number 3 on our list. I think Tim had him outside his top 5. I had Lamar Jackson number 1. And I don't know if he deserves to be number 1 right now, but I think he has the most upside of any quarterback in this class. He's a total athlete. This dude might run in the 4.4s in the 40-yard dash at the combine. He might be the next Michael Vick, but he throws with his right arm. He's got that athletic ability in my eyes. But I think for him going in the NFL, I think he should be a day one pick, but I think he needs that Patrick Mahomes treatment to sit a little bit, to learn. He doesn't have the greatest footwork. His throwing mechanics, they need work, but he does have a big arm, and he's gonna cause a lot of defenses to be struggling, trying to stop him running the football. Hopefully he doesn't get broken in half when he does play in the NFL.
Josh, go ahead and you
no,
pump
go ahead.
Up. So you guys know that I've been down on Lamar Jackson, as we've talked about. I don't see any chance of him being one of the first 2 quarterbacks selected. I think that's way out of the picture. His best case scenario is to be the 4th or 5th quarterback selected in this draft, in my opinion. I went back, and I feel like that's the right thing to do when you're down on someone. I've watched all of his tape available, all of it, all the breakdowns, everything. Tom, like you said, he is a ridiculous freak athlete. There's no denying that whatsoever. But still after watching everything, I'm not sold. Number one, he looks small out there. He looks small in college. You mentioned him being broken in half. I know that he's listed at 6'3", 205. He looks smaller than that to me on film. On top of that, it's a very dink and dunk type of offense that he runs. You don't see him throwing much, you know, 20-plus. Everything is, you know, quick slants across the middle and option plays galore where he tends to be selfish. He's selfish. Now, that might be due to the team that he's on, but it's still, you don't translate well to be an NFL quarterback being that type of player. Deshaun Watson was different. Deshaun Watson's completion percentage was much higher. Deshaun Watson could throw a deep ball. This is where everyone's going to be comparing him to. Oh, he was a Heisman winner. He was a finalist again. In my opinion, I'm interested to see how it all plays out, but I just do not see him being a top three quarterback. I think he's going to struggle to be a top five quarterback drafted. Not saying he won't be. Listen, Tim Tebow was drafted in the first round. I just don't see it.
You kind of brought up Lamar Jackson's arm. You don't think he has a stronger arm than Deshaun Watson?
I didn't say he doesn't have a strong arm. He has a strong arm. He definitely has a strong arm. But his accuracy and, like I said, it looks like how many – I'd be interested to see how many tip balls he has on the line, because every tape that you watch of his, there's multiple times per game balls are tipped at the line. That's why when it says 6'3", I'm wondering if he's floating closer to 6'2", because he just looks real small out there.
His biggest downfall last season, in my eyes, was his completion percentage. That's what a lot of people were bashing him on. This year, over 60% of his passes were completed. He's gotten better each year passing the football. And I think, like you brought this up earlier with New Orleans, if he went there, sat a year or two behind Drew Brees with Sean Payton, I think the sky's the limit for this guy.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking prior. I said that if he can succeed, but he has to be put in the right system, somewhere like New Orleans, perfect, with athletes surrounding him where he can move in and out of the pocket. The other thing that he needs to work on is he's very careless with the football at times. See, a lot of times he's running, he fumbles a lot more. He doesn't always lose it, but every game he's losing the ball with a fumble, which when you're running that much, it's going to happen, but you got to protect the football in the National Football League.
So I like Lamar Jackson, but in your case, Tim, I do find some pros and some cons with him. I know I was telling you guys to keep watching that Florida State tape. It's probably the worst tape you'll find on Lamar Jackson. But at the end of the tape, if you do watch it all the way through, he was doing pretty good at the end of it. But there were times where I saw him taking the ball on that option, and it just didn't make any sense. And the one time he actually fumbled the ball, a lot of times they were crashing down on him, and yet he was still taking the ball. It just didn't make any sense on that part. But moving on to the part that I do like, just for the fact of I like him because he's a mobile, agile quarterback, for the college football season, he is ranked number, 11 overall for rushing yards. That includes quarterbacks and running backs. Number 11 overall. That is more rushing yards than one Nick Chubb, Kerryon Johnson, and Geis. More rushing yards than just them. I know that he is a quarterback and he is there to pass the ball, but at the same time, that's pretty impressive as well if he's getting that many rushing yards.
He also threw for 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions.
Completion percentage of a 60.4%.
I'm interested to see come draft day as well. The last thing about him is, when all the interviews are done and you hear about, you know, well, we talked to his teammate, blah, 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 if he's viewed as a selfish player. Josh, you mentioned it, constantly keeping the ball. Maybe he's not, but it seems to me that's the other issue there, is there's been multiple games where there's been trouble with the handoff. Now, I don't know if that's on the running back or that's on him keeping the ball when he's not supposed to. Like Josh said, there seems to be a lot more there. Again, I'm not trying to hate on the guy. It may be due to his, you know, him being the only star player on the team. But there's concerns there.
That is the key thing. The only star player on that team. Give him some weapons, a la Josh Allen last year. Give him some weapons, and maybe we'd see him do something. It's a shame watching Lamar Jackson out there and just sucking, even though he's doing really well because the team is terrible surrounding him.
We'll see.
I had Lamar Jackson number two overall on my list.
I had number one.
You had number one.
I had him at number six.
Oh, my Lord. I hate you for it.
Haters are going to hate, man.
It's not hate.
Tim is not keeping it 100.
Hey, I did. We don't say that when we're on camera, okay? I like I said, I did all my research, so that way if you guys are going to hate him, I at least know who the guy is now.
Next up, number two on our list, we have Sam Darnold, USC.
This is Tim's love child, so Tim, you can go first.
I went back
and... He's good. I like Sam.
Oh, okay, good. That's how we're going to start it. Listen, 6'4", 225. I'll keep it simple because, and I'll let you guys hate on him. His pocket play, as I call it, his pocket presence is unreal. It's absolutely just ridiculous. He's by far and away the very best. Sorry guys, my phone's going off over here. Far and away the very best in the pocket. The way he moves up in the pocket, gets around, avoids defenders, and you know doesn't go crazy is fantastic. It's unreal. You add to that his arm. You add to that, I know that he struggled a little bit with his consistency and accuracy this year. He's talking. You know, I know Josh is going to talk about his overthrows, his underthrows. He started the year very, very rough. But at the end of the day, after the combine, after all his tests and everything, there is no way, no way he isn't the number one or number two quarterback selected. There's no way. There's no way that I don't care if it's Lamar Jackson, I don't care if it's Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, go in front of him. He is that good. He is that NFL ready. He's the prototypical, that's what everyone's going to say, he's the prototypical NFL quarterback that you want. He's got the body for it. This is it. He is the guy.
You know, going into the season, Mr. Darnold, everyone thought he was going to be that elite prospect. I just don't see that. I know, Tim, you think he is the guy in this class. I just don't know if he is. This season he struggled. A lot of dumb interceptions. He only had 12 on the year, but a lot of them were really bad throws.
Yep.
He had a lot of fumbles. Struggled mightily with holding onto the football when he was hit. He struggled with confidence. Admitted to the media that he wasn't very confident this year.
That's my con
that,
for him.
That is not something you want in a quarterback, especially a guy in the top five. You want your quarterback to think he's the best in the world, even if he's not, like Mr. Joe Flacco after he won the Super Bowl. He said he was the best quarterback in the NFL.
Finger-licking Joe?
Finger-licking Joe. But Mr. Darnold, I think he is going to come out. I think he should. And if he does, he'll probably be a top five quarterback. There's a lot of teams picking in the top 10 of this draft that need quarterbacks. A lot of teams that might move up to get him because he does have all the traits that you were looking for. But there are definitely some cons. And I just don't think he's that elite quarterback that we were told he was going to be. And how he ended last season, that's what he was looking like and kind of went downhill.
Yeah, I thought he had a lot of hype behind him at last year, which of course he did, and you look at the stats this year compared to last year. Last year he had 3,086 yards passing. This year 3,787. That's really good, but almost 80 more attempts throwing the ball. Completion percentage last year 67.2. This year 63.7, went down. The other two numbers that I kind of look at and I'm not feeling with one Mr. Darnold here, touchdown to interception ratio last year, 31-9, pretty decent numbers. This year, 26-12, took only 6 sacks last year, took 21 sacks this year. Yes, you can play that in part of not good blocking for that offensive line, but you also have a running back there that is pretty good at picking up blitzes as well, but taking 21 sacks is kind of uncalled for. Also, with all the fumbles that he's had this year, the media stuff that Thomas said with the confidence issues, I am not a big Sam Darnold fan, but I think he should come out for the draft this year because he will be a top quarterback.
Oh, your sack comment, I completely disagree with. He gets the ball out very quickly. Anything with the sack and the way that he eludes the defense within the pocket is second to none. And listen, his stats have been down this year, and it started with, I mean, he threw 6 interceptions through his first 3 games, I believe 8 through his first 5. So, I mean, that's where a lot of his issues came through. But still, you're talking about a guy in essentially, you know, in 2 seasons who has, you know, after the bowl game, probably over 7,000 yards passing and close to 60 touchdowns. It's undeniable.
Still 6 sacks last year, 21 this year. It's a lot.
Well, that's not, I mean, that's not his job. Would you rather have him get sacks or continue to – you can't complain about the interceptions and complain about the sacks. Can't complain
about both. No, I'm just talking about the difference between last year to this year's numbers.
Oh, for sure. But to me, that's not on him. That's not on him. How are you going to sit there and say that it's not his job? I mean, it's his job to get the ball out early, but that's never been his MO to hold on to the ball for too long. It's never been a part of his game.
I had Darnold number 4 on my list.
Yikes. But
I have 3.
So with that, I mean, is that where you have them, like where you personally think they should be, or where you think they'll be drafted?
No, that's where I have him on my
ranks. Do you see him being drafted anywhere outside of the first two quarterbacks?
I could see it.
I could see it. Wow. It depends. If somebody falls in love with Rosen and Jackson, which I think is a very strong possibility, and Baker Mayfield is that wild card, I think it's a very strong possibility.
Interesting.
Moving on, our number one quarterback on the list. Some say he may be overhyped, overrated, but the ever so softly spoken one, Josh Rosen, UCLA.
Been a little bit up and down campaign for him as well this year, but I think he's got a big time arm. Can make pretty much any throw you want him to. A little bit of a head case, though. There's a lot of rumors that his teammates don't really like him. His coaches have had issues with him and all his social media antics. And I think teams are going to struggle with that. His interviews, that's what's going to make or break him right now, I think. And that might decide if he's going to be the number one quarterback. But if it's just based on what he's doing on the football field, Josh Rosen, I think it's a clear-cut slam dunk. He's the best quarterback in this class for me.
Yeah, his mechanics alone, just the way he sits back and
it's
he
pretty.
It is pretty, and I mean he's that guy who, you know, tight spiral every time, can get the ball, you know, through any tight window. He can talk about teams falling in love with players. I think it's, you know, you might hear about, oh well, this team, you know, he was awkward in his interview, or you might hear some of that because he does kind of seem like a weird dude crying about Walter Football saying he's going into the draft.
Yeah.
Freaking weird. How crazy would it be if Rosen and Darnell both freaking stay in school? Possible.
Yep.
Hopefully not, but possible.
Rosen would only do it just to prove a point to Walter Football. He would, right? That's the type of person he is.
So it'll be interesting, but I mean, listen, you talk about Darnold's stats, then I mean, where are you then on Rosen? He's at 26-10. It's not like he's freaking...
It's not 21 sacks.
And it's that not... has nothing to do... He's been sacked 26 times!
Yeah, but it's the difference in sacks being taken, that's all I'm looking
he
at.
He went from 13 to 26. He doubled his sacks.
6 to 21. It's more than double.
You are being
He looks like a better pocket passer than Darnold anyways, in my opinion.
He's been sacked 26 times, and his numbers are 26-10. Him and Darnell are actually very, very similar.
Could Sam Darnold, could he do that same comeback in week one of the college football season when UCLA was playing Texas A&M and they were down 44-10?
Probably, yes.
I don't think
probably,
so.
Probably, yes. That's such an outrageous and outlandish question.
It is. It really is. And that's why we ask those questions here. Because that's just the way we are. I don't think he could have.
It's absolutely absurd. Darnell and Rosen are both far and away the elite of the elite in this quarterback class. I don't hate on this. I personally had Rosen at 2. Again, I believe that I think all of these quarterbacks are going to need a year. I don't think any of them are going to be immediate impact. Rosen's the most ready right now because Rosen, this season at UCLA, has proven that. He can take the pressure. He can get beat up. He can get behind big against, you know, tough teams. And he has that toughness. His off-the-field stuff hopefully doesn't matter that much because he is that – he's proven. So I like Josh Rosen a lot. I personally had him at 2. But him and Rosen and Darnold are neck and neck, in my opinion.
Anything else?
You're just outrageous with your crazy. You're being a Tim tonight.
Some of the other quarterbacks we had, I had Luke Falk up there. Is there anybody else you had that was left off the list?
I had Luke Falk at 5 as well. The person I want to talk about a little bit as well is Drew Locke from Missouri. Reminds me a
huge lot. Season.
Yeah, reminds me a lot of Patrick Mahomes last year, watching that tape. A big guy, bigger guy, but throws off his back foot, big arm, kind of makes some of the same mistakes that Patrick Mahomes did. I don't know if teams are going to fall in love with him the way teams fell in love with Mahomes, but that's who I enjoyed watching his film. And Riley Ferguson from Missouri. From Memphis. Enjoyed watching him as well. Athletic dude. Reminded me a little bit of Mariota.
Tom, anything else?
Nope.
All right, guys. That's all we have. Hope you guys enjoyed our top five quarterbacks for the 2018 NFL Draft. Again, we are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at MMA News _ Tim, at Pony Keg Tom. Tom, I'm finally glad you started following me on Twitter or following Pony Keg Sports
Tom
on Twitter.
Tom actually has a Twitter?
Yeah, it's on
there.
Oh,
I thought it was fake.
I don't go on it much.
Yeah, he's got like three followers and he follows like one person.
No, he only follows porn stars. That's it.
Again, you guys can always go to our website, ponykegsports.com. And yeah, I think that's it. Until next time.
And make sure to follow our YouTube channel, everyone. New YouTube.
Do that.
Follow it. We're going to be putting out videos, hopefully Facebook Live. If you're not following us on Facebook yet, follow that. Twitter, like Josh said, everything. We are coming on strong here into the off season and into next year.
Until next time.
Peace.